Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Mayor Tyler McNeil, and we have an awesome show lined up for you today. I'm so glad you're tuning in. If you've never heard us before, our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease. We do this, and we wake up to do this. We have a clinic that does this in our community because we know that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of that. People want to be healthy, they want to be whole, they want to be renewed, restored, repaired, and they want to do it without drugs or surgery, believe it or not. You know, we're in a culture right now that we are being catered to for the human nature, things that we want, which is the quick fix. I want to look good and feel good overnight. And we just realize, and most people realize, that it's just impossible. It took years to get there, so it takes time to change. It takes time to get your health back. And so this show is not just about health, but it's about reaching your maximum potential, not just necessarily feeling good and looking good, but being able to do things in life that you were designed to do. And as I said, reach your maximum potential. We believe everyone is designed to heal, desires to heal, and that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that on a cellular level right now, your body's working on your behalf, not working to harm you, not working to go haywire and get out of control, but actually there's a symphony of cellular reactions happening for you. So your body's trying to help you, is trying to heal. And a lot of times we get in the way of that. We are the biggest interference to the healing in our body. And so we all say that the body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. And so on the show, my mission, our purpose is to allow you to start to remove interferences, whether it's in your mindset, whether it's in nutrition, whether it's in your spine, and you start to come to our clinic, whether it's detoxing or even just a lack of exercise. If you're looking to remove interferences in your life that could be holding you back from reaching your level of health that you've been designed to reach. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, right at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com. We are here to serve you locally and provide this information over the air so that we can transform generations, not just yours, but the next generations to come. So we are going to unpack that a little bit, like what's the future of the next generations when it comes to health. We're going to talk about four amazing testimonies of people who've experienced true health and healing when they were on medications before, they had a surgery scheduled before, now they no longer have that because they came to our office. We're also going to give you the opportunity to get registered and signed up for our complimentary workshop that we're doing, and it's all about raising healthy families. Guys, I got to tell you, people are lost right now. They're confused. Many people are driven by fear. And so I'm hoping and praying that this information gets to the masses of people. And so our Raising Healthy Families workshop is going to unpack how to change your mindset around raising your family, how to change your mindset about being a grandparent, and really how can we impact the next generation by leading with our lifestyle, leading with the choices that we make. Because at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to lead people in the right direction when it comes to their health. Not just me as the doctor or Dr. Tyler as your doctor, but no, not even as a parent, but even just as a community, we're designed to be healthier and we have to take responsibility of that. And so this workshop is going to unpack that. And this workshop is going to be in our office. It's going to be live, believe it or not. It's going to be on September 11th. It's a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Our Raising Healthy Families workshop. The best way to get signed up for this is by simply picking up your phone and texting in your name and your email, and we'll get you signed up for the Raising Healthy Families workshop. The number to text in throughout our show is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Yeah, Dr. Nick, I love when we talk about raising healthy families, but a lot of people don't think that that message is towards them, and they think it's just towards parents directly. But when we look at this, there's more people raising kids than you notice or having influences on kids' lives. I mean, this stat itself is 13 million children are living in homes with their grandparents. Their grandparents are taking on responsibilities required to raise the child. So you're like, grandparents are having direct impact on kids. Cousins are having direct impact on kids. Aunts and uncles, direct impact on these kids' lives. And that's their health too. So it's everything. So being a role model of that is one, but two, understanding what we're actually raising our kids in. What is the overall society looking like? Are we heading in the right direction for kids' health or are we not? The answer is obviously not. We're not going in the right direction with our kids' health. We're not setting the right examples. We're getting lost in the weeds and we're leaving our kids out and high and dry. So when we unpack some of this, I mean, we talk about 15% of the children ages 10 to 17 are overweight. That number is constantly rising over the years. I mean, it's doubled since 1998, and it just keeps going up. And there are a lot of societal additives to this, but number one is what we're feeding our kids. I mean, we're feeding so many empty calories. The poor nutrition habits is out of this world. That's an epidemic in itself. I mean, it's 40% of calories consumed by kids from 2 to 18. So 2 to 18, 40% of their calories daily are empty calories. That means they're providing no nutrition. They're providing no fuel. They're not helping the body. They're hurting the body. And that in itself, so almost 50% of their daily calorie intake does nothing for them but stores as fat and causes visceral fat, which causes disease, causes that we see IBS and other bowel issues happening. We see constipation constantly in the clinic, going too much or going not enough. We see both ends of it because the diet's not right. And that's what we address right off the bat. We address, we get their spine adjusted, obviously, but then also we address what dietary needs are they lacking. So when we're talking about the village that takes raising a kid, we're talking about having healthy children, raising them to be healthy adults, and changing that that generational health. You hear generational wealth. We're talking about generational health because that's the commodity that no one can change but yourself. It's on yourself. It's on your habits, whatever habits you developed. Obviously, you know, you eat apple pie because your grandma made apple pie for Thanksgiving and that was your favorite. You have those things in your system just naturally, and it's time to break that chain and break it for your grandchildren. So when you're pushing it forward, break it for your children. When you're thinking about what to make, try making something healthy, make it healthy and good. Like that's why we have recipes that we offer weekly, because those recipes actually are good. One, we make them. Two, they actually help who's watching you, whose eyes are on you while you're making that, while you're eating that, while you're trying something new, trying something different, trying to care about your health at the same time, in turn caring about their health. So when we, I mean, you look at all these stats overall, like there's just so much that goes into this. Like 20% of children under 17 are diagnosed with asthma. Mm-hmm. Autism at 2.5% of children under 17. Depression has increased. Depression over the years, 1.9 million kids have been diagnosed with depression. That's kids under 17 been diagnosed with depression. And that number has actually gone significantly higher this past year and a half also. And that's going to be revealed in these next couple of months, because that number is skyrocketing. Then we look at anxiety, asthma. I mean, all of that, that 6% anxiety, that's 4.4 million kids. That's in this all just United States. So when we're talking about touching the masses, we're talking about touching our community, we're talking about changing lives, and it's changing lives inside our office. And that's why we talk about the five essentials. That's why we talk about removing interference of your daily life. That's mindset, toxins, and physically. So we focus on all three aspects, and we go even deeper into that.
And I mean, we think of those some statistics there, and you just think about really what we're worried about right now in our culture. It's completely off. I mean, we are going down a path of being scared of a virus, being scared of kids should wear masks or Purell or put, you know, hand sanitizer and, you know, oh, don't touch each other because germs and all this crazy stuff that's happening. And look at some of those stats. These kids are suffering with anxiety, asthma, allergies. They're suffering with depression. They're suffering with food sensitivities, autism. They're on the autism spectrum. A lot of people are reading disabilities. I mean, you look at just some of these numbers out there. It's like they're already dealing with enough stuff when it comes to their health, and now we're worried about a virus that's going to hurt them. I think we got to wake up, take the blinders off, and say, listen, our kids are sick and suffering. They're over-medicated. The food they're getting is crap. And I'll be honest with you, having three kids under seven, like, it's way easier to feed my kids crap than it is healthy stuff. It's just easier, right? There's more processed stuff. It's quick on the go. It's just not good, right? So my kids are in this culture too. And so it is a challenge to be healthier short term. But what happens is that, you know, more is caught than is taught. You know, I was filling out my 5-year-old, she's in kindergarten, and she had to fill out a sheet like all about her. And there's three facts that she wanted all of her friends to know. Is one is she likes to run, which, by the way, I haven't seen her run that much outside of like chasing a ball or running with me down the street, right? Number two, like one of the fun facts about her, she really wants to be healthy, which I never taught her that. And then the third thing was that she wants to become a chiropractor someday. Like, so those are the things I never like instilled in her, but she just sees me run. She sees me try to eat healthy. She knows that I don't like cake, ice cream. I may like it, but I don't eat it, right? Cake and ice cream, all these other junk. Because I know that I want to be healthier. That's not going to make me healthier. And so just from 5 years, or let's just say a short 2 years, when she's been able to understand things, she's getting it. She understands it. Yeah, she may not live perfectly, but she knows the path towards health. And, you know, when I think about that, when I think about her, and I think about all of us really 5-year-olds at heart, I think it's time that we start to look at the basics. What's the foundation that we are creating in our health? Who's watching us? You know, who's watching us, and who can we influence? Because at the end of the day, if you're getting better results with your health over time, you may be the weird one at first, but I guarantee you, when there's a crisis that occurs in someone's life, or when someone has problems with their health or their family's health, they're going to come to you, and you don't have to have a license or letters behind your name to teach them and educate them with the things that we're going to be teaching you. And so, guys, I hope and pray that the information that we're going to share on the show today is going to not only impact your life, your family's life, but everyone that you can influence. It's going to take an army of people that's going to help reach the masses, right? Our goal is to reach the unreached. And what that means is that we have to utilize our connections with not just within our team, within our patients, but who our patients know and care about. It's who our listeners on the show know and care about. That's why we do these workshops open to the community, because it just takes one person to change someone else's life. And that's what we're hoping this show does for you today. And so, listen, guys, hang tight. It's going to be an incredible show. We got some great testimonies coming up, and we'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Sailing the
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we are local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing on the airwaves. Our goal is to get you to live to your God-given potential without drugs, without surgery, without sickness, symptoms, and disease. We want to live as long as we possibly can without being stuck in the medical system. Listen, we have the best medical system, crisis care, sick care model in the world. That means if you break your arm, thank God you're here. If you have a life-threatening disease, thank God you're here. If you get in a horrible car accident and you need surgery, thank God you're here in America. We have that is what our healthcare model, really it's our sick care and crisis care medical system was designed around, right? Is emergency care. I mean, we're amazing at that in our country. The problem is when we've tried to branch off and go into this thing called healthcare, it's just not working. Sick care and crisis care cannot ever provide health. It's a completely different avenue, right? You can't listen. What got you to have a heart attack? They're not going to be able to reverse that in the hospital. They may save your life, right? They may put a stent in. They may put you on some medications for a period of time. But we gotta reverse engineer that and say, what did I do in my life to lead me to have a heart attack? What did I do in my life to lead me to have cancer or diabetes or low back pain or headaches or asthma allergies? What happened to me or what did I do in my life starting from birth? And I know it sounds crazy, that has contributed to where I am today. Because most likely it wasn't over the weekend. It's been years of chronic either use and abuse or chronic ignorance of what you're doing with your body that's led you to the state of health where you are today, whether that's good or bad. So some people who are listening to the show, who they're patients in our clinic for years, they're on no medication, they baffle the medical doctor all the time, and they'll tell you it took years to get you to where they are. And even with Dr. Tyler and myself and Dr. Brian and our team, like every month or every quarter, we're always looking to improve our health in one way, shape, or form, right? We're always trying to push the needle a little bit more in the right direction so that next year or even next month, we're healthier than the year before or the month before, right? When people tell you that you look younger than you are, that's a sign that your body's healing from within, right? It's not just about vanity, but it's your body's healing from within, right? And that's what we want to see for our patients, that we want to see for our listeners, that you're so focused on pushing the needle in the right direction when it comes to true health and healing, that not only are you going to stop poisoning yourself with all the junk from the medical system and all the food out there, but you're going to start listening to your body. You're start listening to what's your posture tell you about your health? How does that really matter, right? What does the structure of your spine look like? How can you push it a little bit harder in exercise? How can you get more recovery and rest and sleep to help your body heal from what you just did to it at work or what you're doing with it, with all the stress you're under? Like, well, those are the things we got to start to wrap our head around, because Dr. Tyler and myself and the other doctor in the office, like, we're never at an arrival point. We're always trying to get better, right? We're always trying to get better. I always say, can I? Constant and never-ending improvement, right? Constant and never-ending improvement. That's what it's all about with your health. So if you think you've arrived with the diet that you're doing, if you think you've arrived because you feel better now, if you think that you've arrived because you've gotten this great supplement protocol, listen, that's all great. That's all awesome. I'm happy for you. But it's time to step it up a notch, because that's what it takes in our culture, is to do something better and better and better every single day. See, what you didn't hear me say is perfection. We're not looking for perfection. We want progress, right? Because I know I screwed up this weekend with some of the things I ate and drank, right? But I'm already back on the bandwagon. And listen, it was a blip in the healing process. But 99% of my choices are to better my health, right? And that's what we want for our families too, right? That's what we want for you, is that, listen, whether it's good or bad, you own it, right? You own it. And no wonder that your body is where you are today, whether it's good or bad. And so that's what this show is about, is instilling and empowering you to take responsibility for your health by knowing just the truth out there when it comes to these numbers that we're sharing last segment, by knowing the truth that health is not dictated by your age or your genes, but knowing the truth that the power of healing comes from within and not from outside in. See, our office is called Health From Within for a reason, because healing does come from within. It never comes out from the outside in. Pills, potions, and lotions may make you feel better temporarily, but it's never going to heal you. Something else is going on in the body, okay? Something else is going on in the body. We have to ask more specific questions of that, right? And, you know, Dr. Tyler and myself and the team, you know, we're always pushing ourselves physically to some level, you know, whether it's seeing more patients, having our body prepared for that, mentally handling certain stresses, whether it's running further or, you know, changing our fasting patterns or just fasting altogether. We're always trying to push ourselves physically and mentally. And what happens is along the way, like we unlock that new level of health and healing. And when we unlock that new level of health and healing, then it opens up our mind and our potential for something greater than we ever imagined. And that's what we desire and want for you. And listen, as we go on the show today, as we go further into the show today, we're sharing testimonies of patients getting better. We invite you to our upcoming workshops as people are calling in and texting and to schedule new patient appointments. Listen, guys, it's something greater than just feeling better. It's experiencing that new level of health that comes from within. That's what it's all about, is healing from within, never from the outside in.
Yeah. And when we're focused on that, and we're focused on healing our own health, number one, and healing from the inside out, there's nothing that you can do wrong. When we're talking about moving that needle towards being taking 99% of our actions to health, to our own health, and owning that, and that 1%, like being the little blimp in the system, little blimp in your day, little blimp in the week, but getting back to focusing on your health, there's nothing that can stop you. You're being proactive and not reactive. When we're talking about being proactive, that's taking steps to mitigate the results of the bad things in our life. Some things we can't control, like having to stare at a screen all day. I mean, people have been confined to that this past year and a half more than ever. Like having all that, the blue light back at them, messing up their sleep patterns, messing up things like that. But if you're taking the steps and you're taking supplements and focusing on your health, your body will have the ability to heal. That's something that when we were talking about elderly population in the office, there's things that they're like, oh, well, you can't help me with that. But we can. And we've seen plenty of situations like that when we're talking about just bone health in general. It's a big thing now. Bone health and falls, slips and falls in the older population. There are over 2.5 million fractures in people 65 or older in the United States annually. And that's due to dizziness, disequilibrium. So that's falling for any reason, not understanding where they are, lack of proprioception, things like that. That's what chiropractic is here for. That's what our office is here for. Because when we get patients like that, we help them understand first how to heal. Second, how to take steps into being proactive and not reactive, not getting to the point where you have a fracture, getting to the point where you're prepared for your body to respond to that fall. You're prepared for being uneasy. But a chiropractic, actually, what chiropractic does is, especially when we're looking at the neck, the cervical spine, it helps with the equilibrium, which is your ears, eyes, and proprioception, which is where you are in space, right? So having those three areas in unison and connected is what prevents falls. So when we're talking about doing pre-exercises, post-exercises from your adjustment, we're talking about working on the whole body and not just adjusting, but the adjusting is the key here. Everyone else, PTs, OTs, anyone, they'll focus on all the exercises, but not structurally what's going on. We focus on structurally what's going on, and on top of that, give you the exercises, stretches, whatever you need to be prepared for that. Also, we have the vibration plate, which it works wonderfully in increasing blood flow and actually working on that cognition and understanding where you are in space, so that your body's constantly ready to respond. So when we're talking about falls, and I said like 2.5 million people 65 or older have a fracture from a fall annually. Once again, those same people, they try doing the same thing after that fall, they go back to living their same life after that. And that leads to 33% of those people ending up back in the hospital for another fall, for another fracture, for another infection, something like that, because they're not healing their body and they're just living the same lives that led to that fall, which isn't smart. Obviously we know that, but it's not going to be told to you bluntly like that.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that we got to recognize is that with chiropractic, there's so many times, and there's so many things that you don't realize chiropractic is helping you for. Because what's crazy is that function is way more important than how you feel. Sorry about that, but your body cares more about function than feeling. And so many times there's people that, even this week, we had two people restart care who've been gone for a couple of months, and they said, you don't realize how much chiropractic is doing for you until you don't have it anymore. And that's not a placebo effect, guys. I mean, one of them said they started losing their balance again. One of them said that their stress hormones were so high, their blood pressure started to go up again. Their sleep patterns were off. Their gut patterns were off. That's not, oh, I feel better, I rubbed an ointment on my skin. No, that's not placebo. It's reality, right? And so chiropractic is way more than just how you feel. It's way more than just having good posture. It's getting pressure off the nervous system so the body has a chance to heal itself. And what's unfortunate in our culture is that we've been lied to about what chiropractic is. We have absolutely no clue what it is. We think it's for neck pain, back pain. We think it's for a quick fix. We think it's just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and come back whenever you have headaches. No, chiropractic is all about healing and functioning from the inside out by restoring the proper curvatures in the spine, by removing interferences on the spinal cord and the nerves, so the body has a chance to heal itself from above down and inside out. Therefore, not only do you have headaches go away, your neck pain and low back pain goes away without drugs or surgery or injections, but your organs and cells start to heal and function at 100%. Therefore, you can digest food properly. You can deal with weather changes. You can deal with the stress patterns you're under. And also, you can actually heal the way you're supposed to heal. Listen, your brain controls absolutely every single function of your body. It sends signals down a spinal cord across the nerve roots that branch off to every single cell tissue and organ in your body. So right now, for you to process what I'm saying, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for your pancreas to secrete the right amount of insulin it needs to deal with the blood sugar levels that you have, your brain controls it all. And what happens is that the spine is damaged. It affects the spinal cord and the nerves. Therefore, it affects the signals that go from the brain to the body. But if the spine starts to be healthier and be restored and pressure's taken off the nervous system through chiropractic care, the body is going to heal and feel so much better. And so chiropractic is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Chiropractic is not a luxury. It's vitalistic for your health. It is absolutely vital for you to experience true health and healing at every single age. If you come to our clinic, I should say when you come to our clinic, you'll see us adjusting babies. You'll see us adjusting people in their 90s, people who are in wheelchairs, right? You'll see me adjust my kids, right? Why? It's because healing should be allowed for everyone to experience at 100%. And the only way you can experience it at 100% is not by eating kale salads. It's not by taking amazing supplements. It's not by having the best trainer in St. Louis. It's about getting pressure off the nerve system, which is the only thing that controls the healing process in your body. Everything else I mentioned about lifestyle is important. It matters. It's huge for your health, but it only contributes to the healing. It doesn't control the healing. You hear that? Kale contributes to healing. It doesn't control healing. The nervous system is what controls healing. And if the spine is healthy, your body will have a chance to heal. If it's not healthy, you can't heal. And how do we tell that? With x-rays in our clinic. Normally, to come into our office, it's $150 for a new patient appointment and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show now and you said, I need to see what my spine looks like and see if you can help, these guys can help me with anything that I have going on with my health, listen, call in, and it's only $60 for the new patient appointment and x-rays. You save $90 by calling in right now. So the number to call in to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyra McNeil. We're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, spreading truth about health and healing over the airwaves and with what we do in the clinic and what we're doing in corporations, locally, schools, all over the place. Listen, guys, we know right now people are confused, they're scared, they're fearful. And the thing that we want to instill in our patients and into our listeners, everyone that we come in contact with, because our mission is to reach the unreached, is to remove the fear from your health choices. Listen, your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. You've been designed on a cellular level, physiologically, to overcome your environment. Listen, at any given moment, there's billions of viruses on us at any given time. There's millions of bacteria on us or in us at any given time. Listen, there's germs everywhere, floating in the air. I'm grossing some of you guys out right now. Floating in the air, every surface you touch, right? Everywhere you go, there's viruses and bacteria, fungus, you name it, in the air, in the room, whatever, wherever you are, okay? You can't avoid it, okay? So what does that mean? Is our body was designed to adapt to its environment. It was designed to adapt. So what we want to do for our patients is give their body the best chance to adapt to its environment. Not necessarily what's in the air all the time, not necessarily what's on the surfaces. Of course, all those are important. But how about adapting to your life, your workload, your sleep pattern changes, your kids keeping you up at night, traveling on vacation? Are you able to adapt to the environment? Are you able to adapt to the stress that you're under? That's a question I want you to ask yourself. Do you feel like your body can adapt to a weather change? Can you adapt to traveling? Can you adapt to stress? Because a failure to adapt is what leads to sickness, suffering, and disease. A failure to adapt is what leads someone to become sick. This is why if you have a whole classroom of 25 kids and two of them get the flu, right? Two of them get the flu, not even COVID, wait for it, but two of them get the flu and the other 23 don't get the flu, do you think they all had antibodies already for that flu? Do you think those two kids are just like the sickest kids? Listen, it's a failure to adapt, right? The 23 kids could adapt. Those two kids could not adapt. Therefore, they express symptoms such as a fever and a sickness. And you know what? It's not that necessarily a bad thing. Now their body has built antibodies towards that virus. So now their body actually got stronger. Their immune system got stronger. So whether you have a symptom or don't have a symptom, your body's still adapting to this environment. Wrap your head around that. Your body's still adapting to that environment. The body's still having to create antibodies to that virus specifically in this example, right? Now, I'd rather be the person that's able to adapt and never have a fever. That would be great, right? But for kids who maybe be stressed or they have an underlying issue or they have issues in their spine or they can't sleep or whatever it is, or they're malnourished, they're not going to be able to adapt. And so with what we teach in our clinic with the five essentials, it's all about adaptation. Do you think your body can adapt to the life that you're placing on it, right? Can it adapt to a 20-degree weather swing like this last week? Like, can it, or do you have allergies now, right? Or you're stuffy in your sinus cavities, whatever it is. Like, those are all warning signs that something's not healing. You have to be able to adapt, right? And so this show, like, as we talk about just kids and numbers and statistics, and, you know, we talked about, you know, the elderly population. Why do they fall? It's because there's a lack of that brain-body connection. They're imbalances, right? Well, I also want to share a couple of testimonies. One of the testimonies that came in, her name is Lauren. She suffered with depression, anxiety, back pain. She was, you know, 16 years old when she came in. And we found that she had scoliosis in her spine. Now, scoliosis is when there's a curve where there shouldn't be one. From the back, if there's a curvature, that's called scoliosis. And we found the scoliosis. No one had ever found it on her, but we determined that these are the nerves that go straight to her gut pattern, these are the nerves that go straight to her brainstem, causing brain chemistry imbalances, causing gut issues, causing her to feel like crap. And so we started to adjust Lauren's spine. We started to take pressure off the nervous system with what we do in our clinic. And what's amazing is within 6 months, Lauren's anxiety and depression completely vanished. She got off all of her medications, and her back pain and gut issues were completely gone. Now, scoliosis did correct somewhat, but there is still some work to do, right? And she's still getting care in the clinic. She's still doing awesome, but it's because she started coming to our clinic originally. We found the problem. We started to reduce it, and her body started to heal. Her body started to heal. Also, Tim came in with allergies and asthma. He was a CPA, had a desk job. And he just said, you know, I've always had allergies and asthma, but my wife told me to come. She listened to your radio show. She said, I have to be there. And he goes, I don't really know why. I don't have neck pain or headaches. I go, well, Tim, I mean, you're in your mid-30s and it looks like you're already hunching forward. Your shoulders are rolled forward. Your head's leaning forward. And I hate to say this, but you've seen those old guys that walk bent over. And this is where you're headed, man. This is where you're headed. And so we got to see what your spine looks like. Not to only correct your posture, but these nerves that branch out of the neck and the upper back area, they go straight to your the immune system that controls your allergy adaptation. Also, the nerves branch off and go straight to your lungs, which can affect asthma. And so we saw x-rays of Tim. We saw the damage in his lower neck. He had no idea he had damage in his lower neck. We started to correct it with chiropractic care, spinal rehab in our office, and his allergies went away. His asthma went away. He's not on no more medication. His posture's improving, and he still does have a desk job. And so he's not only fixing his spine, but he's going to maintain it so we can stay healthy for the rest of our life. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? Like, everyone wants to do that, right? And so the thing is this: when you start to wrap your head around something that's counterculture, you start to, at first it's uneasy because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what it's like. You don't know how to wrap your head around getting your spine corrected preventatively and proactively. So, but it requires a leaving and cleaving, if you want to call it that, leaving and cleaving of the old process of thought when it comes to the nerve, when it comes to the healthcare and sick care model. Is, are you willing to step out and do something drastically different that yields different results?
Yeah. When we talk about our patients, we talk about them being our families. We talk about it because we care about their lives and their lives in our office and outside of their office, and how we help them heal, how that we remove the interference to allow them to heal. So, like Dr. Nick opened up saying our mission statement, which is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and to reverse sickness, symptom, suffering, and disease so that you can live to your God-given potential. Right. So when we're talking about these testimonies, we have our steps that we take in. We look at where you're at. We like exactly where you're at and what you need from us, how we can help you. Right. So we don't look at this is what we're going to do regardless of what you come in, how you come in. We look at what you need from us and how we can serve you, because we're a service and we serve our family. So when you come into our clinic, you are our family. And that ties in directly with our core values. We have a set of five core values that we stick to as a team. So we're a team of three doctors and two front desk associates, and we stick to these core values because this is just being transparent to our patients and transparent to ourselves, which allow us to better serve you. So our core values are: we trust the body's innate intelligence. This innate intelligence that we talk about is something you're born with. This is how one cell multiplies and becomes a human being and develops into the brain that controls everything in your body that we talk about so much, the nervous system, every organ, tissue and muscle in your body is developed by innate intelligence. This is something that you're born with. It's inborn intelligence to build you. We empower families to live counterculture, to change generations. When we touch one life in our office, we're actually touching multiple lives. That's why we love seeing generations in our office. We have a family of four generations. So that's from great grandparents down to they're having their great grandchildren now. So we love seeing that change, because that's transforming the whole family's outlook on health and changing their life, letting them live longer, meet more relatives, and optimize what direction their life is going to go in. We live congruent with the five essentials. That means that everyone in our office, the five people that you see, the three doctors and two front desk associates, we live everything that we say. Nothing that we say is not congruent with what we're going to tell you. And then we are family. Like I said, everyone, when you come into our office, we say, welcome to the family. When we adjust you, we're adjusting from love. And then we work efficient to deliver the best care to the masses. We love serving everybody. And then finally, we are problem solvers who actively seek solutions. So this is, we're not going to just label you and let that go. We're not just going to say, oh, you're in pain and let that go. We're going to actively seek solutions. We work together. We talk together about like having a little powwow about specific patients and how we can help you and how we can better serve, because we're serving our family. We're serving you guys from our hearts, and we want you to know that when you're in our office, you're not just another patient. You're a team member as well. And so getting you well is beyond just see you, have a good day. We say bless you.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge understand. Like, we are problem solvers who are actively seeking solutions, not just for you, but with you. And, you know, there's a lot of things that come in where like we may not have the answer. I mean, because the body can be complex. It's simple but complex. And so we want to be there for you to serve, and that's why we do what we do, guys. So we got one more segment left. We got an awesome testimony coming up. I want you to hear that. I'll also provide the information about the Raising Healthy Families workshop and give you guys an opportunity to call in or text in and get a new patient appointment scheduled. I know there's people right now listening who haven't done that yet. It's time. It's time to do that. So hang tight. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're your Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region. Guys, it's been an incredible show today. We got people texting in and calling in left and right. If you did get a voicemail, I promise I will call you back. We know we can't answer all the calls that come in at once. Hope you understand that. And I appreciate your patience with that. My goal is to create an opportunity for you to come into our clinic. Why? Because we believe that people who are in our office have a less likely chance of being stuck in the medical system, that they have a less likely chance of being driven by fear. And they have a more of a chance of experiencing their God-given potential when it comes to their health. It's just, guys, I've been in practice now for 12 years. It's just a fact that when people are in our office, and they're part of our family and they stay part of our family, they stay engaged. They're on the forefront of the truth of what's currently happening in our healthcare system and what's currently happening just with different, what do you want to call it? Health trends, right? I mean, they're on the front end of that. If you look at the numbers of patients in my clinic who've been with me for 1, 2, 5, 12 years, the chances of them being on chronic medication are less. The chances of them having to get surgery is just less. The chance of them having to go to urgent care or miss work or school because of sickness, illness, and disease, it's just less. It just reality is this: if you're doing something proactive in a health center like ours, continuously doing it proactive, moving in the right direction, moving the needle where it should go, then the chances of you slipping and going down the typical average American route when it comes to sickness and disease is just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So the longer you stay in our office, the healthier you're going to be. Okay. The longer you stay in our office, the healthier you're going to be. And so if you've wondered, hey, what do they do? I want to see what my spine looks like. I've never had x-rays of my spine. Maybe it's what's causing my headaches, or maybe it's what's causing my posture problems or allergies or asthma, or maybe it's causing my fatigue or gut problems or skin issues, or maybe the sciatica or the numbness and tingling down my arm. What if that's my spine? What if it's that? Well, let's stop playing the what if game, or I should have, or should I do that? But let's just actually take action. Listen, information is great, but it doesn't become knowledge until you actually experience it for yourself. And experience takes action. And so if you're listening to the show now and you've never came into our office for a new patient appointment, listen, you just need to. The people you love and care about most need to. Why? Because you need to see what your spine looks like. You want to see what your spine looks like. And I believe you deserve that. So instead of it being $150 for a new patient appointment, which includes x-rays, is that it's only $60 if you call in right now. Call or text in right now saying new patient appointment, and we will get you scheduled. I will answer the phone, or I'll call you back. I'll text you back. We'll get you scheduled, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. But the time is now. I mean, my thing is, why would we wait? Why would we wait? There's two reasons why people wait. One is they say they don't have enough money. And secondly, they say they don't have enough time. Well, we nearly removed the money hurdle, and we're going to willing to get you in this week. That's right. We'll get you in this week. We're going to stay extra hours. We're going to stay open longer, and we're going to move the schedule around to get you in. Once again, because we are problem solvers, not problem labelers. We can't say getting healthy costs more time and money. No, it actually doesn't. Getting sick causes more time and money. Time and money lost, right? Getting healthy actually gains finances. It actually gains time. So it's time to remove the excuses and do something for your health. So if you're listening right now, hopefully you feel convicted, not condemned, right? The number to call or text right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Guys, this is for you. We already see thousands of patients in our office. We want to help you, but we obviously want you to care about your health. So that's number one priority. You care about your health. You take responsibility for your health, and you take action. That's where we come in, right? That's where we come in. So the number keep people are calling me right now, they're texting me. So the number again is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Yeah, and when you walk into our office, you feel the energy, you feel our hearts, like I was talking about earlier. But you also see that our office is different from most chiropractors, where you're not just gonna sit down and get adjusted. There, we focus on your whole body, your whole health, and establishing, getting you well as fast as possible and keeping you well. So when you get into our office, you'll see that right away. And this week we have more new patient appointments available because we're here to stay longer. We want to dig in. We see right across from us is urgent care, and we see their lines increasing because people are being guided by fear. You know, when we're guided by fear, it's like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. You're not going to make the right choice. You're gonna just choose whatever's fast and easy, and you're gonna normally regret it faster. What's fast and easy when you walk into the grocery store is usually the end caps, which is just candy and just all the terrible stuff. Well, that's what's easy to reach for in our society as well. It's easy to go to urgent care. It's easy to go into the hospital and things like that. When we talk about the financial burden that those cost. I mean, the earlier segment, we talked about fractures. Well, just to go in and get an hip x-ray, then get treatment for a hip fracture, that ends up being $13,000 to $40,000. So if you invest, like, I mean, we're talking about 1,000 times more than what we're saying our new patient appointment is for. Like that's crazy when you put it that way. If you invest on the front end, you will reap the benefits on the back end. So we're telling you just to get into the office and let us show you what we have and how we can serve you. We work together, all three of the doctors in the office. We work together on making the best care plans possible. We want to see you change and see you change the world and our community. The more healthy adjusted people we have out there talking about what true health is, the better our society will be, especially when we're in this time of fear, when we're in this time of panic, when there's all these other factors coming in, there's constantly a new variant coming and going. We don't know if we're going to be working from home. We don't know if our kids are going to be in school. Are people telling us you have to be masked, not masked? Whatever it is, like, that's just the world of confusion. When you get into our office, we make it simple. We x-ray you. We show you exactly what we're looking at and how we're going to help you. And that's our goal. We want to help you. We don't want to just leave you stranded, leave you in more confusion. We want to get you well. We want to get you walking. This week we've had patients started off with a limp on Monday. Today they're not cured of their limp, but they're limping less. They're in less pain. They're heading in the right direction. But like Dr. Nick says, pain is one thing. The symptoms are one thing, but how your function is better is more important. So when we're looking at pain, where are those nerves going to? Those nerves that are from your hips going down your legs, where else are they going to? To your digestive system? Yes. To your reproductive organs? Yes. To your bladder, kidneys? Yes. So when we're looking at function, we're looking at your whole body, and we want to be there for you, and we want to guide you along the way in the true journey of your health and transform your life so you can transform others.
Yeah, I think one of the things you got to wrap your head around, like as we talk about this stuff, like just the state that we're currently in is uncertain. Some people are pissed about masks. Some people think the masks are going to save their life. Some people are mad about vaccines. Some people think the vaccines are going to save their life. So what I can tell you is that we're in an age right now of straight up uncertainty. And I believe the only thing that I'm actually certain in is my body's ability to heal. I mean, that's the only thing I'm certain in. I mean, the market, you can't be certain in that. You can't be certain in relationships, except for the relationship with Jesus, right? So like, you know, your faith, and then second to that is your health, your body, because they really go hand in hand. You're fearfully wondered from me, like, You're an emotional being, a spiritual being, and a physical being. And what happens is that if you trust your body's ability to heal, if you believe you're truly, fearfully, wonderfully made, you believe that you're designed to overcome no matter what circumstance, that your body's wanting to work on your behalf, right? Then our actions should support that belief system. Our actions should support that truth. It's the problem in our culture is that we may say we're fearfully, wonderfully made. We may say that God designed us to heal, that our body's amazing, it's a miracle. But listen, our action steps go against our belief. And so it leads us down this path of incongruency. And the level of incongruency is going to lead to level of destruction in your life. Specifically, we're talking about your health, right? The level of incongruency is going to lead to the level of destruction in your health. And so it's time that as you're listening to the show that we anchor and we get plugged in and we start to build this foundation that you know you are an incredible healing machine. And that every decision you make with your body, what you put in it, what you put on it, what you do with your spine, when you go to bed, when you wake up, the stress, the things you're feeding your brain with, feeding your mind with, all of that is going to either make you better if it's a positive decision, or it's going to make you worse if it's a negative decision. Listen, I'm not looking for perfection, but we want progress. We want to make 90% of our choices and the things that we do with our health moving in the right direction, in the positive direction. Why? Because you deserve it. Right? You deserve to be well. You deserve to be healthy. So I want to remove the uncertainty. If you're listening to the show, I want you to remove that uncertainty and say, no, my foundational belief is I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My body's designed to heal. There's no pill, potion, lotion, mask, vaccine, injection, surgery is ever going to save my body more than my body healing itself. Right? It's a self-healing and self-regulating organism. As Dr. Tyler said earlier with one of our first core values is that we believe that the body runs innately, that innate means that innate wisdom, that wisdom that our body was born with, right? That if we're hungry as a baby, we cry, right? That if our stomach hurts, we cry. If our stomach doesn't like what we ate, we throw up, right? If we have a virus and our body's trying to get rid of it quickly, we have diarrhea to get it out of our system, right? If we eat something bad, instead of it shutting down our lungs, it may show up as a rash in our skin. Right? The body has this innate intelligence, innate wisdom, and even from birth, is it its most optimal function. But what's incredible as we get older, right? You know, 10, 20, 30, 50, 120, that wisdom becomes stronger and wiser because we've been exposed to more things. So healthy exposure leads to a healthy body. Exposure leads to strengthening yourself, right? And so if you're listening to the show now and you're like, man, I don't know what to do. I can tell you testimony after testimony of people who've gotten better. I can tell you testimony about how it's changed my life through chiropractic care. But at the end of the day, you got to build that foundation of, do you believe you're healthy and healing? Well, what controls health and healing, right? Is your brain and spinal cord nervous system? What allows it to function 100%? It's not more running. It's not more water. It's chiropractic care, pressure off the nervous system, pressure off the spine. So get a new patient appointment scheduled. Once again, instead of it being $150 for a new patient appointment at X-rays, it's only $60. You save $90 by calling in right now. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in the show, guys. Have a blessed week and tune in next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.